This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Let's say, just, you know, for the sake of argument and for the purposes of setting up this next interview, too, that you're the president of the United States and you find yourself in something of an economic bind. Being the president, you can call pretty much anybody you want to ask him to come help you out. So you pick up the phone, you have the White House operator call Paul Volcker. He's worked for five presidents, Democrats and Republicans. He is the guy who most famously tamed inflation that was running at what now seems an amazing 13.5% back in the early 1980s. He is also the subject of a new biography by financial historian William Silber. It's called, appropriately enough, Paul Volcker. We have them both in our New York studios. Gentlemen, good to have you with us.
Nice to be with you at a distance.
Nice to be here as well.
Mr. Volcker, why is it that presidents keep calling you and saying, help me out? I mean, President Obama did it. Everybody does it.
Well, I'm not so sure everybody does it. You know, I was around for a while, and I guess it had a certain reputation. I inspired Mr. Silber to decide he wanted to write a book. So maybe Mr. Silber can explain that.
Well, what do you think, Bill Silber? I mean,
they trust him. They get some reflected credibility. And I think that's not just true of presidents. Even the baseball commissioner called on him to provide the same kind of credibility, and so did the United Nations.
Well, Mr. Volcker, let me ask you, how does it feel to be the guy who was perhaps not as popular while he was in office, but you've had quite the second act?
I was pretty popular by the time I left office. But
by the time you left, but while you were there, you were doing things that didn't make a whole lot of people really happy.
At the beginning, that's right.
I talked to former President Carter a couple of years ago, and I asked him about you and him appointing you to this job, and here's what he said. Let's play that tape.
That was really, though, one of the most hotly debated things I did, because a lot of my political advisors said, don't appoint Paul Volcker because he's going to tighten up on everything and you will have no control at all over the Fed anymore.
That's pretty much it, right? I mean, you went in there, and if I read the recounting of that job interview correctly in this book, you basically said, I want independence, and I got to do what I got to do.
Well, it was obvious why he wanted to see me, but I said, Mr. President, if you're thinking of appointing me chairman of the Federal Reserve, you have to know that I believe in a somewhat tighter monetary policy than we have been following and that my predecessor followed.
Yeah, you know, the next question I asked the president, actually, was, did you mind when he raised interest rates like that? And he said, oh, no, I thought it was going to be good for the next presidential term. I just thought that term was going to be mine, not Reagan.
No, I asked him once, did I cost him the election, as some people said, and he had kind of a wry smile, and he said, well, I think there were a few other factors as well.
Yeah. Mr. Volcker, let me ask you what you think then. I mean, inflation, we know, is a big concern of yours, but what is the biggest economic worry right now? What's your biggest monster under the bed?
Well, the big economic worry now is not just the economic performance of the United States, but that this poor performance ranges right around the world. We have had a lack of discipline in economic policy making, and the over-indebtedness of the American economy, particularly of consumers, is something you can't cure in a hurry.
Part of getting out of this financial crisis, or more importantly, not letting one happen again, is the Dodd-Frank financial reform bill in general, and then specifically this thing that has come to be called the Volcker Rule. It has your name on it, which would prevent the big investment banks from—
The big commercial banks.
Yeah, the big commercial banks, from trading on their own account. Are you satisfied that will keep things from getting worse again?
No, that's one element in an overall reform program, and maybe because it's got a name on it, people interpret this, in my view, as being this is the key to the future. This is one element in a needed reform.
Mr. Volcker, last question before I let you go. One of the big things the next president's going to have to do, whoever that turns out to be, is appoint a successor to Mr. Bernanke. Thoughts on, if not a specific name, then what qualities that person ought to have?
Well, you would look for somebody that had some experience, I think, in the world of finance and the world of business.
No. I'm interrupting. Backbone.
I was going to get there eventually.
Yeah, it took you too long. It took you too long. Backbone.
You're right. I'll accept that.
Paul Volcker is, of course, Paul Volcker. He's the subject of a new biography by William Silber, who's a financial historian and a professor at the Stern School of Business at NYU. Gentlemen, thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.